true. It was a legitimate report. By the way, it was pro football rumors and not pro football talk. Suggesting. And by the way, I'm completely in favor of this, even though I'm going to be there on Sunday.
Matthew Stafford, that's different. Pro football rumors and pro football talk are two massively different sites.
Yeah, well, I missed it by one word.
Right, but when you say, when you tell a coach pro football talk, it has more gravitas than it would for pro football rumors.
I know.
Well,
it's true.
He has not, here's what it is. He has not guaranteed that they will play the rest of the year. He has not said they will play the rest of the season. He has said they will, they're not, obviously Aaron Donald's not playing Sunday. Matthew Stafford is questionable. Cooper Kupp's still gone from surgery. I would argue that their next meaningful game will be next September. And so as a Rams fan, I'm okay with them being shut down for the year.
Let me take you behind the reporting lines on this,
sure.
Okay? So when you get to a stage in the season with a team like the Rams and stars like this, you of course the team is thinking and deciding and weighing whether or not to shut down their key players. Of course
yes.
They are. They have to be. So how do you report that? You can say the Rams have not decided. You can report it like that. That can be your source. That can be your phrase. You can say the Rams are weighing. They are having internal discussions about, right? Like you have to find the language, but you're citing something that
in a press conference this week, McVay said the team has not ruled out shutting down Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, or Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, so that's a double negative. Has not ruled out. Okay.
Has not ruled out.
Yeah, you could just say they're thinking about it. They're thinking about what, right?
They're thinking about, and that's all I was trying to get.
Yeah,
that
it's
was,
fine.
Are you thinking about it? What are the odds?
If you're thinking about it, they're thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so
I thought your interview with him. I heard it the other day. It was good.
I thought it was fine. I don't think he was that annoyed with me. Bergman, do you think he was annoyed with me?
No, I think I think because you said pro football talk that he was less annoyed. If you would have said pro,
it's attributed to him.
Right. I still think that because he heard it on that, because he doesn't want to say anything about Mike Florio, maybe, that there was a little bit of a difference. If he would have said pro football rumors, he might have been more annoyed.
Yeah. No, the reporter is Sam Robinson, and the official line is that McVay has said the team has not ruled out shutting down Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, or Matthew Stafford. So I was basically following up on what McVay had said earlier in the week. All right. So, Momo, we are at a momentous time as the USC Trojans have an opportunity on Friday, tomorrow, to punch their ticket to the college football playoff. They are 2.5-point favorites at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, facing the Utah Utes, a team that beat them by a point in Utah back in October. And the town has gone pretty crazy for USC. It's amazing that they have turned this around, that Lincoln Riley has turned it around as fast as he has.
How many people from LA are going to Vegas? That's what I want to know.
A lot.
I mean, you're part of that Trojan community, right? Are there buses? Are people getting in their cars and driving? Are they going Jet Suite X? Like, what's the scene?
Well, I mean, I think the high rollers are probably going Jet Suite X, which is something I never heard of until this moment.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Have you been on a Jet Suite X?
Once.
Did you rent it? Is this like you rent a plane?
It is at Burbank Airport. It's basically a private jet, but it's just like a real small plane, and you don't have to go through the airport. It's at a private air terminal, and there's about 25 seats on each plane, and they have flights that go about four times a day to Vegas, four times a day to Oakland, four times a day to Phoenix and back. And
how much does it cost to rent a plane?
You don't rent it. You buy a seat, and it's like sort of double. Like whatever Southwest is, it's almost double. Like maybe.
And are you alone on the plane?
No. There's like other people. There's like 20 people on the flight.
Oh, so sounds like you're just on a flight.
You're on a flight, but you don't have to go through the airport or security or anything.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You go to the private terminal.
You go to the private terminal. It's pretty cool though. It's very. It's like you can show up 10 minutes before your flight.
Our mutual friend Arash Markazi says 60% of the tickets on this game have been sold to people in Los Angeles.
Well, that's good.
It sounds like it's going to be
because Vegas
USC
is basically equidistant from Utah and LA.
Yeah,
to go from Salt Lake to Vegas is not that hard, and to go from LA to Vegas not that hard. It's a good spot.
Yeah, it is, and I think a lot of people are heading out. So. And I'm excited about it. Believe it or not, Momo, I've got tickets for the national championship game at SoFi Stadium this year.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's at SoFi.
It's a little bit meant to be.
Yeah, it does feel like it's
like
it's
the Rams
like
hosted
Rams.
The Super Bowl.
Could you imagine if I wind up at that game and the Trojans win the national championship?
I think it's happening.
Yeah, I think it might happen. Bergman, you're with us, right? It's going to happen.
Absolutely not.
All right. So
I think it's going to happen, Mace.
So here's the thing I've decided to
Michigan.
Do. We do not have the rights to do USC
Japan.
Football. We used to. We did USC football for a long time on this station. I don't know what happened. I'm not in the weeds on all that stuff. But I've decided that we're going to become the exclusive unofficial home of USC football. The exclusive unofficial home of USC football. What do you think?
Come on,
Momo, all in. Exclusive unofficial home of USC football.
Don't
I want to hear
it.
the big guy voice do it.
Don't do it, Momo.
I can't do it.
Do
I'm
it,
sorry.
Momo. Do
yeah.
it.
I can't.
Do
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Look what you're trying to do here, Mace.
No,
you're
a
USC
a
fan.
I'm a proud Stanford grad.
I am a UCLA fan.
UCLA grad.
John is a UCLA fan.
Think about the listeners. Think about people who are listening. All
what
those
I will
USC
do is
fans
not,
out there who are fans of the show.
What I will do is be supportive of you.
I will not.
I will support you. I will not make fun of Conquest and how many times you play that, and I will not say
so
anything like that. I will be outwardly supportive.
There
this
we go.
It's just the worst song ever.
No, it's a good song.
The exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojan football.
How about this? How about this exclusive unofficial home for the USC host?
What is? No.
You're the host. You're the
stupid.
Unofficial
yeah.
host
no.
of USC football.
That's stupid.
Just the host.
Think about our listeners. We got USC fans listening, then we got UCLA fans. Oh, that's Fiona Apple coming out of nowhere. Did you hear that story, Momo?
Which story?
The Fiona Apple story?
No, I don't know the Fiona Apple story.
Since you've got the sound effect ready.
Okay.
I told this a couple of weeks ago, but the worst concert I've ever been to was to see Fiona Apple, who had one big song. And I was living in New York. I went to see her in New York. She plays the piano. And what happened was the time the show was supposed to start, all the lights come on. She walks out. Hey, Fiona Apple. And she sits down at the piano bench, and she just clunks her head into the keyboard. Then she gets up and walks off.
Wow. Like, I can't do this today?
Worst concert ever.
And that was it?
That was it. That's all we got from Fiona Apple.
Did you get a refund?
Yes. The thing was completely refunded. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but it's still such a pain.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. What's the worst concert you've ever been to? Worst concert.
Worst. Well, I told you my Madonna story, that she was so late. We almost all wanted to...
Yeah, that I think that just is so disrespectful.
Like 2.5 hours late on a weeknight.
Yeah, it's inexcusable. I hate that.
And she didn't really have an opener either. There was nobody warming the crowd up or keeping us going. It was not... We were just like, let's go, Madge. Come on, it's like Tuesday night. It's like 10:30 already. Let's get it rolling.
All right, hit the Seinfeld sounder. All right, so Dr. Clapper, who we love, know and love, is a regular on the station. Of course, he's got the Weekend Warrior show every Saturday morning, and he does promos for that show. And this one is especially confusing. They're always funky, but this one's especially
I love Clapper Vision.
Confusing. Play it, Jorge.
What's going on? It's Max. You know there's no better way to start your Saturday morning than with my friend Dr. Clapper. The Weekend Warrior Show with Dr. Clapper, presented by Cedars-Sinai.
Hey, Dr. Clapper.
How are you? Saturday mornings from 7 to 9.
What does Quincy Jones' violins and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album have in common with Chick Hearn and Bubby's Pickles? Learn more.
What in the name of God is going on?
First of all,
Quincy Jones' violins, Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album.
All right.
Bubby's Pickles. I missed the other thing. What the hell could be going on?
Can I just say that?
What Bubby's, is that show going to be about?
Bubby's Pickles are some of the best pickles, period.
And
I love them so much.
As good as Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album?
What was the first thing?
What does Quincy Jones' violins and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album have in common with Chick Hearn and Bubby's Pickles?
Chick Hearn and
Chick Hearn
Bubby's
I think
Pickles.
I got it.
Bubby's Pickles.
All at the top of their craft.
No.
Quincy Jones, Off the Wall, Bubby's
no,
Pickles.
No, Quincy
Chick
Jones'
Hearn.
Violin probably was a sample for the Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album.
Quincy Jones was eating a pickle while playing the
violin.
Love Bobby's pickles.
Because the way he set it up is, what do those two things have to do with these two things? So it's a, this is to this as that is to that.
So it's Quincy Jones' violins and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall.
So my guess is Quincy Jones' violins.
Chick Hearn and Bubby's pickles.
My guess is that that Chick Hearn ate Bubby's pickles before as a thing to do before he went on the air or something.
They're very
garlicky.
Or
like if he got sick or something. Before, if he got sick, maybe he ate the pickles. And Michael Jackson used Quincy Jones' violins in the Off the Wall album. So like those two things.
Really wish I could do teases like Dr. Clapper, because that is a fascinating tease. It makes me want to listen on Saturday, which
does,
is the whole idea.
But does Quincy Jones' violins and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album have in common with Chick Hearn and Bubby's Pickles?
Tune in Saturday. Find what the hell is going on.
For the lucky tomorrow, you should try and do one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Try to do a Dr. Clapper style
one? Yeah, try and do a Dr. Clapper style lucky for tomorrow.
I'll do it.
So start thinking about it. Start equating things that don't make sense.
That don't make sense. I'm going to do it. We will do a tribute to Dr. Clapper. Coming up next for you, our friend Anita Marks is going to join us with some gambling stuff. And then after that is Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, a little hardcore NFL football. Coming for you next, Mason in Ireland, the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojan football, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A twosome to join us with me and Casey, and we're gonna have a big old party on the golf course.
Nice.
Yeah, I get to be in studio with you guys on Thursday.
I'm excited about that. We've not. Been
I am
in
too.
Person. I'm excited.
I don't know what
that.
I'm more excited about, the fact that I haven't played golf in a few months. You know, it is cold here.
Yes, I get
in New
it.
York.
Well, if you would like to play golf with Anita and Casey Clemens, be caller number 7. Right now, 877-710-ESPN. The round is going to be at Black Gold Golf Club, and I've been instructed that you have to be an actual golfer. That
Here's the thing. Like, at least have like an 18 handicap, right? Is that fair? Is that fair? Is that fair
I'm
to
not
ask
a
of
golfer,
a
golfer? So I don't even know. Does that mean they're 18 strokes over par? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, yes, that's what it means.
Okay, so that's the cutoff, Bergman. 877-710-ESPN to play golf with the world-famous Anita Marks. Now, Thursday night football this week is actually really good for a change. New England plus 3.5 versus Buffalo in Foxborough. New England's been pretty decent. Buffalo has stumbled a little bit. What are you looking at in that game?
I like the under here, believe it or not, right? The Bills, they're 6-0. All of their road games, the under has hit. The Patriots defense, best red zone defense in the NFL. Teams are only scoring 50% of the time that they get to the red zone. And the Bills actually struggle in the red zone. The Bills defense, they get healthier tonight. Tre'Davious White expected back in that secondary. Meanwhile, the Patriots offensive line, their left guard Wynn is going to be out. Their center is a question mark. So I think Mac Jones is going to struggle. Also, his number one target, Jacoby Myers, is injured. And also, I always like to bring the officiating nugget to the table. And Hockley is going to be the officiating crew. And his unders hit 57% of the time. Yes. So I like the under at 43.5. That's my play. My best bet, by the way, is Isaiah McKenzie. He's back in action. You've got Ken Dorsey, who's now the offensive coordinator, because Brian Daboll now, of course, is here in New York coaching the Giants. And he loves using McKenzie in the rushing game. And so I love over 2.5 rushing. Are you kidding me? 2.5 rushing yards. That's it. Wow. That's it.
That's a great bet.
You like fall down and get 2.5 yards.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So So over 2.5 rushing yards is my best bet for Isaiah McKenzie. And you can get that at -120, which means you're laying $120 down to 100.
Okay. So I don't know if you know this or not, Anita, but we are the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojan football. Tomorrow, the Trojans taking on the Utah Utes in Vegas. USC is a 2.5-point favorite. I hope you're going the right way on this game.
I am. I know, because you think I poo-poo.
I always think it's bet against LA.
I know you do. But I do. I like USC here. Listen, they looked fantastic against Notre Dame. A lot of people thought last week was going to be a quote-unquote trap game. Obviously, it was not. They put up over 566 yards, to be exact, total yards against the Utes. Last time they went up against them, the Utes are dealing with some injuries. Their running back Thomas is dealing with toe turf. Fillinger, their top defensive end, I think he's got like 5 or 6 sacks this season. He's dealing with a leg injury. And you know what I find really interesting, and Jeff Schwartz used to be an offensive lineman here in New York with the Giants, and so I follow him on social media. I love him. I love his wife. I love his family. I know he does a lot of stuff on Fox. This USC team, they're +26 in turnover margin. Their defense is so god-awful,
yep.
But the deodorant as to why you don't smell it is because they are +26 in turnover margin, and therefore, and they capitalize on the turnovers that they get. So you just don't realize just how bad that defense is. But regardless, there's so much on the line here. They have to beat the Utes to make sure that the committee looks at them as a top 4. They have an opportunity to compete for a national championship. And I think Caleb already has it in the bag in regards to Heisman. If I was one of the very few voters out there, he would definitely get my vote. That's for sure. So much is riding on this game. I think USC comes out and comes out really strong.
Anita, is there any way, let's say, I don't want to do this to me, so please close your ears for this part.
Boy.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
If USC loses this game, is there any way Caleb doesn't get the Heisman? Like, can somebody else? Because he's such a huge favorite and all the other favorites have lost.
Right. So here's the thing, right? Like, if USC
Kim
Mace,
you can open your ears again.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If USC loses, to me, it's because they lose because their defense is god-awful. I don't think they lose because Caleb is going to do anything horrendous. Like, I don't expect him to come out and, like, throw, like, 3 interceptions.
Even against Utah the last time, they were just outscored.
Yeah.
They were beaten by a point. They still put a bunch of points on the board. I think
right now the TCU guy is the second favorite in the Heisman.
The TCU quarterback?
Yeah. So it was not Caleb,
it was
C.J.
Stroud,
and then he lost.
Yeah, yeah, because they got their butts handed to them by Michigan last week. So,
yeah.
I don't think it's – listen, Caleb doesn't play defense, right? I mean, he's been otherworldly, right?
Yeah, Mahomes, he's the best quarterback in the country.
Mahomes 2.0. So,
yeah.
I just don't expect him to do anything horrendous that's going to sway – and he doesn't play defense. So again, I think the only way Utah beats USC is if their defense is even worse than it already is, and they don't get any turnovers.
Okay, we got to rattle through a few of these a little bit more quick. Anita, Seattle -7 at the Rams. I am a Rams fan. I will be there on Sunday. They have been awful. Don't know on Matthew Stafford. Definitely no Aaron Donald. What's the right side of that game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Seattle, Geno Smith has been otherworldly as well. Multi-touchdown games in 9 of his last 11. They're scoring on 42% of their drives. Actually, they reached the red zone 42% of their drives. Third best behind Kansas City and the Bills. They're averaging 5 scoring drives per game. Seattle, I mean, I think Geno Smith is one of the best storylines this season in the NFL. So I'll lay the points with Seattle.
Okay, last thing, Netherlands versus the United States Saturday. You mentioned you're having a big party Saturday morning, 10 a.m. your time, 7 a.m. our time. What do you like in that game?
Yeah, so this is how I'm playing. This is how I envision this playing out. The United States comes out, they're really uber aggressive in the first half. So I think it's going to be United States 1-0 in the first half. Mm. Second half, Netherlands come out. They play very conservatively in the first half. They come out the second half, you know what, to the wall. And they're uber aggressive. So I think it's going to be USA up the half.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be a draw at the end of regulation. And then I think the United States wins in penalty kicks.
Wow.
Can you imagine? How fun is that going
to
be?
Yeah, and that's a reason to get up early, man. That right?
Oh, but you can sleep till 9 for penalty kicks because it wouldn't be penalty kicks.
No, I'll wake up for this one. I'll wake up for this one. Go USA. All right. Hey, Anita, you're on tonight?
I am. So my dogs are so excited. You hear them?
Yes.
I am on tonight. 8 p.m. So we've got a lot. We got football. We've got NFL, college, World Cup. We're going to break it all down.
Awesome. Anita, thanks very much. Look forward to meeting you in person next week.
Me too. I can't wait to find out who our lucky golfer is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Bergman's working the phones. We will we'll let you know who it is.
Bet.
Do you want to know? It's Andrew Sun. Andrew Sun will be playing with you.
There we go. Oh, Andrew Sun.
Fantastic. Andrew, can't wait to meet you, my friend.
We will do that. That's coming up next week when Anita's in town. Don't forget, BetLA is on tonight at 9 o'clock here on 710 ESPN. Coming up next for you is Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto. Difficult on the phones today, but if you tweet at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, I will relay your this or that questions to Matthew when we do that coming up next. Coverage of the 2022 FIFA World Cup on ESPN LA is presented by Estrella Jalisco. Stay tuned to ESPN LA every night for the Road to the Cup show hosted by voice of the LAFC, Dave Denholm. Dave will give you a deep dive into the World Cup's most exciting matchups, in-depth analysis of the action in Qatar, and all the drama that is the world's greatest game. Estrella Jalisco, proud supporters of Team Mexico. Enjoy your World Cup with an Estrella Jalisco beer in hand. Enjoy responsibly. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri. Nason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, it's Thursday. That means the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry, joins us. Momo is in for John today. Matthew, how you doing, man? Oh, he's on the phone. We'll get him in a second here. It's a little bit discoordinated.
You know what? That's my fault, Mace, because I was distracting corporate Greg over there.
Oh, no worries. Hey, Matthew, talking how are
break,
you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Everything is good. So is this the time? My league doesn't have playoffs. Is this the time when the playoffs start for everybody?
It'll be 2 weeks from now. It'll be, ever since the NFL expanded their schedule last year, it moved back. So playoffs generally, in every league can be custom, as yours is, but most leagues start in week 15. So The important weeks, this week and next week, this is kind of win and get in kind of territory.
If you have a question, this or that, a quandary you're dealing with for your fantasy football team this weekend, at Venice Mace on Twitter, at Venice Mace. I made a couple of – I lost Cooper Kupp this year, Matthew, and I don't think he's coming back. I don't see any reason for him to come back. So I picked up a couple of free agent wide receivers off the waiver wire. Tell me if I have anything here. Mac Hollins from Vegas or Randall Cobb from Green Bay?
Yeah, I like Mac Hollins. I mean, Mac Hollins has had, I think, 11 different fantasy – has had at least 11 fantasy points, at least in PPR, I believe in four of the last six off the top of my head. Like, Hollins is a nice little player. I will tell you this. I mean, he's playing 93% of the snaps. Like, he's playing – he's playing a ton. And, yeah, it's four of the past six he's had at least 11 fantasy points. So, playing the Chargers this week, which we expect to be a shootout. It's one of the highest over-unders on the slate. I kind of like Mac Hollins. Like, he's not Cooper Kupp, but I do think he's usable.
Is there anybody that's still sitting out there that you think can help somebody? Or is the waiver wire pretty much gobbled up?
I mean, define help somebody, right? I mean, is there a Cooper Kupp sitting out there? No, but do I think there's some interesting guys? I do. Interesting to see. I mean, I thought, Van Jefferson looked pretty good last week, just staying locally. I thought he looked pretty good. Running back-wise, Bam Knight, he's Zonovan is his real name, but everyone calls him Bam. Bam Knight, the rookie for the New York Jets who impressed last week. They like him a lot. Michael Carter didn't practice again today, so I think the expectation is that Bam Knight, who will be involved even if Michael Carter plays, but if Michael Carter does not, Bam Knight against a Vikings defense that's been susceptible to the run recently is pretty interesting to me. He's a nice pass catcher as well.
Let me get to some questions off of Twitter for you here, Matthew, because our fantasy teams are one thing. We selfishly like to use your advice, but it's really for everybody that's listening right now. So let's go to Carlo B. Tyler Higbee, Tyler Conklin, or Jelani Woods?
Yeah, Jelani Woods, how interesting was that last week? I mean, I'll
I'm going to say Tyler Higbee, just so you know, against the Seahawks, who really struggle against the tight ends. But Jelani Woods is pretty interesting. It's hard to know if that was matchup-based. Also, Kylan Granson was out for the Colts, their other tight end. Mo Alie-Cox is there. It's a little bit of a three-headed monster. But I really like Jelani Woods in Dynasty. But for this week, I have Higbee slightly over Conklin.
Okay, Eddie894 has used all caps for this particular tweet. Huh. So he is very, very serious about it. This is for first place in my league. Christian Kirk or DK Metcalf?
Wow. Believe it or not, I'm going to say DK Metcalf here. Hmm. Christian Kirk has Christian Kirk has been so far this year, and it's obviously a really nice matchup against Detroit. But, I mean, I'll just tell you, like, I have DK Metcalf at 11, I have Christian Kirk at 12.
Like, oh, so they're right there.
They're right there. I think you can't go wrong with either guy, but I prefer Metcalf to Christian Kirk this week. Just, I think he's got a slightly better chance at a touchdown.
Okay, Jose Preciado wants to know, DeAndre Swift or Brian Robinson?
Brian Robinson for me. Look, the positives are is that DeAndre Swift is off the injury report this week. So he might actually fully be healthy, but they're still using Jamal Williams quite a bit. And by the way, Antonio Gibson didn't practice today. So there's a chance that Brian Robinson, who's already gotten at least 15 carries, or 15 touches, I should say, in three straight games, facing a Giants defense that's given up 150 rushing yards to running backs each of the past 2 weeks, I prefer Robinson this week.
Okay, a number of questions about Travis Etienne, who, he tanked my daily fantasy league this past week.
Sure.
Somebody wants to know, Etienne or Cordarrelle Patterson?
Etienne.
Etienne. Somebody wants to know, Etienne or Devin Singletary?
Etienne.
Etienne again. All right, how about Justin Fields or Tua?
I think you got to go with, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go with Justin Fields. Tua playing San Francisco makes me a little bit nervous. And the fact of the matter is Justin Fields practiced in full today. So he wasn't limited. So looks like a full go for Justin Fields on Sunday.
Okay, let me get one more in here. Darius Slayton or Kyren Williams, who's the rookie running back for the Rams out of Notre Dame. It's a PPR league. I actually think Kyren Williams is going to get more run than Cam Akers is this week. What do you think, Darius Slayton or Kyren Williams?
I'm going to go with Kyren Williams. Commanders defense playing really well in that matchup against Washington. And then to your point about Kyren Williams, so played 70% of the snaps last week. He's had at least three receptions and 25 receiving yards in two of the three games. Seattle, by the way, allows the third most fantasy points to opposing running backs. And so, yeah, I've talked with people around the team. Mace, I know you've got a lot of sources over there as well. They really like Kyren Williams, and they want to see what they have in this kid. You know, so I would agree with your assessment. I think certainly as the Rams start to evaluate for next year, season hasn't gone exactly how they hoped. So I think Williams gets a decent workload here in a good matchup with Seattle.
All right. So let me promote all the stuff that Matthew Berry does. Let me see if I can do it. All right. So there's the Daily Show on Peacock. There's the Sunday Morning Show on Peacock. There's the Fantasy Life app. There's the podcast and all the stuff that's at NBC Edge Sports. And then Sunday Night Football on top of that. How do you do?
Pretty good. You missed the Fantasy Life newsletter. There's a lot of stuff under the Fantasy Life banner. So fantasylife.com. Go to fantasylife.com. And podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. But otherwise, pretty good. Fantasy Football Happy Hour.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Matthew, thanks as always for doing this, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, you guys. Thanks.
All right, there's Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roto. Coming up next for you. Momo, are you ready? It's time for some Bobcat.
I look forward to it 3 days in advance.
Bobcat is next here on the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojan football, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, this past season, technology took sports viewership to the next level. The NHL used puck and player tracking technology to let TV viewers know exactly what they were doing, where their puck went, stats, and more. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites. Then ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's a winning formula. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in the first day. So if you want to step up your hiring game, give ZipRecruiter a shot. You've got nothing to lose because right now you get a chance to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA.
Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. All right, so Deion Sanders says that he'll be at his school on Sunday, meaning that he will choose to be the head coach of Jacksonville State, where he currently is, Colorado, South Florida, or Cincinnati. One of those teams is where he's going to be next. He has spoken in the past about bringing awareness to the HBCUs, and that was his main reason for getting into coaching. Should he move on and move up as a head coach or stick with the HBCU world?
That's really tough. I mean, yeah. He really did do it to highlight the role HBCUs perform.
He did great job, too.
And a great job. I mean, we never talked about HBCU football before Deion Sanders.
He also talked about the water crisis in Mississippi. I mean, he's done a lot of good where he is.
His net worth also is $40 million. Not to say he doesn't want more money, of course, but it's not so much about the money, probably.
Yeah.
You know, I think he probably, I'm guessing that he probably wants a new challenge. I have a feeling he's going to take one of those jobs. I think he's going to take the Colorado job. It'd be fun to be able to play against Deion Sanders for a few games before we join the Big Ten.
You know, I thought about this a lot because I was following that Auburn coaching search, and one of the guys I follow was really upset they didn't hire Cadillac Williams. Cadillac had stepped in to take over the Auburn job on an interim basis.
Yep.
And he was, he was totally in over his head, but he was like, I'm just going to do my best, and they did great. And people were excited about him. Roy Johnson was writing a really good column about this the other day. And then they just went and hired Hugh Freeze. Retread guy with a scandal in the back in his past. And it was like, why not give a chance to Cadillac Williams, who did a great job? Why not give a chance to Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it sounds like
he's got multiple chances here.
Yeah.
Bergman, aside from Colorado, South Florida,
and
else?
Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati's a big job.
I guess, but I mean, Auburn is right, he said Jackson State, so that's Mississippi, but like it's right in the same area to go to Auburn and be a big SEC school like that. I don't know why they didn't call Deion. To me, if I'm Deion Sanders, I take a big job. You've brought a lot of awareness to the to what you've done and done a lot of good in this world, but you also want to win a national championship, and it's really hard to do that at an HBCU. All right?
Bobcat.
All right, so according to Bloomberg Markets, Elon Musk's Neuralink aims to start putting its coin-sized brain implant into human patients within 6 months.
Six months.
This Neuralink would have to be drilled into your skull and would initially be used to treat traumatic brain injuries.
Right.
They also want to go into your spine and eyes to cure paralysis and improve vision. I know, Mace, you're all in on this nonsense from The Wizard of Oz, but what about you, Momo? Interested in any sense at all?
Nope.
I'll say it again.
But not from Elon. I'm not letting Elon do anything to me.
He's talking about therapeutic uses.
Don't look behind these curtains.
To deal with things like
have
paralysis
you followed
and
Elon
stuff like that.
Lately?
No, he's all over the board. I agree.
I mean,
and yet I still see a lot of Teslas on the road.
So the key word in all this was would initially be used to treat traumatic brain injuries.
Correct.
Initially.
Listen. Right. I watched Severance, all right? Have you seen that show?
I did not watch Severance. Is
it
good?
Oh, it's really good, Mace. If you're home with RSV and you need a show to binge, you should binge that.
We have to pick that up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something without telling you much about the show because you'll find this out in the first episode, all right?
Okay.
Severance is basically like it makes you do something to your brain. You do some kind of procedure to where when you go to work, you're only at work and you're like a different person. And then when you leave, then you go back to being yourself. And you have a severance between your work
person and your
outside of work person. Okay. And the idea is people do it for different reasons. They get severed so that they don't have to remember. Usually it's they have something bad that happened to them in their life that they don't want to know.
You don't bring your work home with you.
Yeah, you don't bring your work home. Whatever.
And you don't bring your
home
to work.
But it's super trippy. I feel like this is the plot to Severance. Like this is how we get there.
Well, one of the things that's going on here, and I've talked a lot about this idea that you can have the internet in your brain.
Yeah,
football reference, basketball reference, baseball reference, know everything. I would win every game of games. It would be undeniable. I would actually be Googling in my brain and get the right answer. I think that's somewhere down the line, but it sounds like this is for therapeutic purposes for people who are dealing with traumatic brain injury or paralysis. I mean, maybe it has some efficacy there. I won't be the first one in line because I think they're dealing with patients that have problems, but down the line at some point, I think we will all have either implanted or wearable technology.
It's initially, so that means they're going to put it into your brain to help you with your therapeutic needs, and then they're going to start just controlling you. It's a mess.
They're not going to control
absolutely not.
You.
I mean,
oh,
this is like, I always wondered how like Terminator would start.
Yep.
How all the sci-fi movies, like Skynet, like this is how it starts.
By the way, it comes down to that one. Terminator is the reason why everybody's scared of technology.
It's all
it's
of
the
them.
Movie Terminator.
It
it's
is.
Black
Skynet
Mirror.
Is,
yes.
Well, I don't watch does Black Mirror do that too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think all that stuff is just made up. I mean, they're not real movies. They're not real stories.
I mean, that idea that you could scan and do the Google search in your head, like that's what the Terminator does, Mace.
Hey, Momo, let me ask you something. When you fly international, do you have the face technology?
No, but I have the clear, so I've already given away my retinas and stuff. Yeah, I know.
Correct. See, we're all doing it anyway.
Oh, that's totally different.
No, it's not. They've got
retinal scan.
Your retinas.
Totally different than implanting a chip in my head and letting something control me.
But they've got your retinas. They've got all of your information, everything they need. They can put it all together.
But
your
it's
face,
not
your
inside
eyes,
my brain.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, you say it's gonna happen, but then
I don't
we're all gonna be robots.
My
you guys
brain
all
that
said,
can make
you
me
guys
do something
all said
that
there
I'm
wouldn't
not
be robot dogs, and there are robot
no,
dogs now.
We said we
in
didn't
San
want
Francisco.
Robot dogs. There's a difference.
Skynet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Skynet, my ass.
Yeah. You're gonna be the first one that they're all gonna take out. It's ridiculous.
Also, Elon, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm kind of over the Elon
like,
thing.
I mean,
too.
If you would give me a. Like, the Elon thing, I mean, he just kind of jumped the shark, didn't he?
Like, I have a red check mark. What does a red check mark mean?
Do you have
some
a red check?
Some people have gold, some people have blue, some people have yellow, some people have gray, some people have green, some people have red. It's very, very confusing now.
I don't know. There's gray. That's I'm still blue.
Don't look behind these curtains.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Elon Musk.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge.
Okay, so there's a story about The Rock who went back to a 7-Eleven in Hawaii and just to right his wrong because when he was 14 years old, he would steal sneaker bars. Snickers? Snickers, yeah. So he would use them as a pre-workout. Now, he went and bought every single Snicker bar he could, and then he left it in the counter so that people could take them just as they would come by and buy the store. Now, Momo, what is something that you have stolen, and would you go back to the store to right your wrong?
Stolen?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever stolen anything.
Really? Nothing? Not even a
you
lollipop?
Never shoplifted?
Nothing? Never shoplifted?
No.
Jorge was when Paul and
oh, I'm like man. A total
complicated. The heist.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, have I ever really? I mean, have I done anything by accident? No, I'm like a really goody two shoes. It's like it's kind of embarrassing.
Like, see, I've told the story before that my brother used to steal candy bars.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to tell on you unless you steal two when you do it. So there's one for me. And I ended up getting a candy bar every single time my brother shoplifted.
That's funny.
So I never actually did the shoplifting myself. Jorge was involved in a syndicate.
Man. Ours was crazy.
And an entire scam involving a wheelchair and a garbage bag and all this kind of stuff.
Duffel bag.
I am wait. You know
Duffel
what it
bag.
Is? Do you remember the Wonder Years show?
Yeah.
You remember the omniscient voice that was Kevin's narrator?
The
old Kevin or the narrator. And then he would always talk about your permanent record.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How? I want to clean. Yep. How?
He would always talk about your permanent record.
Thank you.
And like anytime I ever think of doing something wrong or bad or that could come back, like it's going to be part of your permanent record. Like, you what know, is your permanent record? What is that?
My mom had a similar one. My mom would say, you're going to get a JD card.
What is that?
A juvenile delinquent card. That there is something that she made us believe that there is a JD card that bad kids get sent, and we
bad
didn't want to get that in the mail. No such thing as a JD card. This doesn't exist.
And I learned something way too late in life. Okay, this idea of the grades matter to get into college, but when you're in college, nobody ever asked me for my GPA afterwards. Like unless you're going to go to med school or law school. You could just fly by with a straight C. You'd be totally fine.
I put too much energy into
Why did I do that? Why did I care so much?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Does anybody care about... Most people, they just want the degree. They don't really care as much about the grade point.
I mean, if you're going to go to med school or some kind of professional school, yeah, it matters. But, I mean, I would get upset. And now I'm like, why was I sweating that?
I can't even remember the last permanent record.
I cannot remember the last time I had a resume. Years and years when I was a kid, I had resumes, but not, I mean, there's no point.
I found my old resumes. That was pretty funny.
Here's what's sad. There's absolutely never a point in my broadcast career where anybody asked, "Do you have a degree?"
Yep.
Never. It made no difference whatsoever.
Hey, I'm sure you didn't know this, but did you know that Michael Thompson has never, ever made a resume?
I believe that.
I have never heard that before.
Never heard that before?
Never.
No, me neither.
I don't even think he could. We should challenge him to do a resume.
Oh, he couldn't do it. It would just say Lakers.
I'm Michael Thompson, and I'm a Laker.
Let me tell you a little Michael Thompson story. So I've got friends, Morgan and Shun.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Michael said, I don't have anybody to give my Lakers tickets to. Apparently, gets complimentary Laker tickets. So I texted Michael and said, hey, my friend Morgan and Shun, they would probably love these. I texted Morgan and Shun. Morgan and Shun get a text from Michael Thompson, like the nicest text.
Yeah.
Like Michael was like, I'm sorry, I don't have the tickets for tonight, but I'll definitely take care of you for the Denver game coming up. And they screenshotted the text because it was from Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
They were so excited. So he did a really nice thing. Michael's a great guy. He never had a resume.
Michael is like a genuinely, I don't think he needs one.
No, he does not.
It would just be like Michael Thompson, born Bahamas, played
University of Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Got a bag of money.
Lakers.
Drafted number one.
Got a bag of
money.
Played
in Portland. Went to the Lakers. 2 championships.
Yeah.
Forever as a broadcaster. That's pretty much his resume.
Yeah.
Your permanent record.
Doesn't that strike fear into your heart?
No, not really.
It does. Like, I would always think, like, this is going to end up on my permanent record. Like, is that how people who are, like, real, like, is that a good way to scare you from not doing things?
Well, yeah, it sounds intimidating. I mean, if you think about it, though, we kind of, our social media is kind of now our permanent record.
Right.
Because, you know, these guys that send tweets out when they're 15 years old and then they get drafted to the NBA or the NFL and you go back and you look at their tweets from when they were a kid and you say, oh, my God, this kid's no good.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been doing that kind of stuff. It is part – all those social media tweets that you make, the tweets, the posts, all that stuff, the TikTok videos, they're all on your permanent record. There is such a thing as a permanent record. It's called the internet. It remembers everything.
Bobcat.
Scary. Do you want to do one more or break?
Yeah, do one more.
Okay, let's do one more. All right, so I want to play something here for you.
Okay.
And it's from Lindsay Lohan. Tell me how quickly John Ireland tries this.
Okay.
Nice. Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Milk. That is one dirty soda.
So how fast does John go out and buy a pilk?
Ireland is all over that. Now, I didn't see the video. Is she actually pouring Pepsi into milk or
yes.
milk into
yes.
Pepsi?
Yes, she's
disgusting.
Pouring it into the
we'll
milk.
We'll post it on social.
But what's the difference between that and like a float?
That's what I'm saying. A root beer float. No
yeah,
difference.
it's like a root beer float.
Yeah.
But it's just milk. There's no ice cream.
Yeah, but
it's
but
already sweet.
What's the difference between milk and ice cream? It's already sweet.
Well, no, there's a big difference between milk
it's
and
one
ice
dirty
cream.
Drink.
That's one dirty soda.
All right, coming up next for you, got a brand new song that I think could become a holiday classic, but I want to get some input on it. The Lakers, Austin Reeves. Lakers won last night, by the way, in a handily way. They beat Portland in a runaway. Austin Reeves, brand new nickname for him. I want to hear what you think of that. And Kim and Kanye's divorce settlement is fascinating. I cannot believe how rich these people are. That is all coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojans football. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Good afternoon. If you know, you know.